All right, radio.dominican.edu fans, final night, 2006 Penguin Volleyball. We are at the Conlin Center.
That's right, we are. DHX and Stuart Horn here on the call for this one. Should be a great matchup hosting Bethany University in the final game of this year, final home game for this 2006 season.
That's right, DHX. We are live at the Conlin Center. There's all kind of crazy stuff going on here. The Bruins are in the house. Both teams are warming up now in the final 6.5 minutes before we get going on the final night of volleyball for the 2006 campaign. And in Roger Goodwin's 5 years as the head coach of the DU volleyball squad, this has been the finest season record-wise that the Penguins have experienced. Last night, the big blowout. Last night were such huge implications, and the Penguins came oh so close, DHX. That is, they played the Oaks from Menlo right here at the Conlin Center. Hopefully you heard the broadcast. The Penguins went down in five games. The implications last night were so enormous, Danny. If the Oaks had lost last night coming into the Conlin Center in first place, they would have then been tied with the Penguins, who were alone in second place. The only loss for the Penguins all season had come at the hands of the Oaks. And the Oaks, of course, then it makes sense that the Oaks came in last night undefeated. So if the Oaks had lost last night, the Penguins would have been tied. They would have played tomorrow night at a neutral site for the outright championship. Unfortunately, the Penguins go down in five games last night, 15-17. I don't know how you can get much closer than that. In fact, in discussion with head coach Roger Goodwin tonight, just before the team started warming up, he was lamenting last night's game. The Penguins had two match points. DHX, you called that game live. What was the feeling in the Conlin Center?
Oh, boy. Everyone was on edge last night for the conclusion of the game. It went down to the wire. Penguins ran through streaks on and off all night. Points of brilliance, points where they didn't look so great. But they were holding Menlo. Every run they had, Penguins had an answer for, and it came down to the final set, that tiebreaker, and they came up short, losing 17-15 in that fifth game of the series. And boy, what a heartbreaking loss after such a hard effort the Penguins put in last night. Menlo was, you got to give them credit, they were there all night long, they were covering the floor, seeing it very well, making the Penguins run all over the place. It was what was a fantastic game to call. We hope you were with us last night.
On radio.dominican.edu, you are listening to live volleyball action right here from the Conlin Center. Stuart Horn, DHX, final night of CalPAC volleyball as head coach Roger Goodwin and the ladies wrap things up. Of course, tonight being the last home game and the last game of the season for the Penguins, it's senior send-off night, and Roger Goodwin will be seeing some great veterans playing their final night of collegiate volleyball. And some great veterans that have made a real difference in the program in the 5 years he's been at the head coach. The seniors heading out tonight, their final night. Rose Chavez, Crystal Davis, Maren Dermody, Jenna Fussell, and Ashley Wells. And if you're a regular listener at DU Volleyball, then you've heard those names over and over and over in our broadcast. All five ladies, exceptional talents. They've really helped the Penguins as the program has been built under head coach Goodwin. He came in with a lot of young ladies, and now it's kind of gratifying and sad to see him go at the same time. I remember when Maren Dermody came in as a freshman. She did start all 4 years DHX. Dermody has turned into one of the class players in the conference. And now I spoke to her before tonight's game. It's so interesting that she's now a graduating senior. I can't believe it. I think I remember her first game as a freshman. So nervous. Now she comes in and takes all the freshmen under her wing and gives them confidence. So that's Dermody. Also Chavez, the four-year libero player, starter for head coach Goodwin. Chavez has been right in there through thick and thin. And this year, up until last night, came so close to being thick. And I can't say this season has been thin. It has been the best season in the past five for the Penguins. We have 2.5 minutes to go. And, folks, we do have a special presentation tonight. We have shout-outs from the players in DHX. If you don't mind, I'd like to get to those right now if we can do so before the start of this game. Shout-outs from the players, fans, tonight just before the broadcast got underway.
Absolutely.
Senior send-off night.
for 2006 DU Volleyball on radio.dominican.edu with shout-outs from the players themselves.
This is Senior Marin Dermody, middle blocker. I would like to send a thank you out to my family for all the love and support they have given me throughout my life, both in my athletic career and out. I love you guys.
Hi, this is Junior Amanda Dealey, defensive specialist. I'd just like to thank my parents for coming to all my games and my wonderful boyfriend. I appreciate it a lot. Thanks, guys.
Hi, this is Senior Jenna Fussell, number 10. I wanted to give a shout-out to my parents, my brother and my sister, and my grandparents for their undying support for my volleyball career and to my boyfriend, Lewis.
Hi, this is Senior Crystal Davis. I'm a right side. And this is my last game ever, so I want to thank my parents for all their support, my family for always being there. DU forever.
Hi, this is sophomore Zoe Bagla, right side at Dominican, and I'd like to thank my parents and my brothers in the absolute volleyball class.
This is sophomore Amanda Wagner. I wanted to give a shout-out to all my family back in Orange County. Thanks for all the support. Go Penguins.
Hi, this is sophomore Allie Pence. I'm an outside hitter, and I want to give a shout-out to my family and say thank you for coming to all of my games. Go DU, and thank you, DU Radio.
This is freshman Gabby Pecora. I'm an outside hitter, and I want to give a shout-out to my mom and dad for all their support this season.
Hey, everybody. This is sophomore middle blocker Christy Roberts. I just wanted to give a shout-out to all my people back home in Guerneville, California. Thanks for listening.
This is Roger Goodwin, coach of the Dominican Penguin volleyball team. I want to thank everyone for their support this year and also the team for all their hard work and dedication, and give a special shout-out to DU Radio.
Well, there you go, DHX. Pretty good stuff out of the team and from the coach, and we'll replay those as soon as we get an opportunity to, maybe when the teams are switching sides, but it's kind of fun to hear from them, isn't it?
Absolutely. Nice to hear from the players themselves. Very nice.
Yeah. Hey, we have A-Train on the overhead tonight announcing the players, and let's see if we can't get a microphone out there and play these live over the air. This is senior shout-out night, senior send-off night, I should say, and they're introducing the Bethany Bruins right now. And as soon as they get to the mighty DUs, we'll get a microphone out there to hear it. The place is packed. Conlon Center, radio.dominican.edu.
And number 4, Emily White. And now the starting lineup for your Dominican Penguins. Number 2, Rose Chavez. Number 7, Ashley Wells. Number 10, Jenna Fussell. Number 11, Crystal Davis. Number 15, Erin Dermody. And number 41, Morel Brown. And now the non-starters for the Dominican Penguins. Number 1, Darcel Sanders. Number 4, Christy Roberts. Number 5, Allie Pence. Number 6, Amanda Dealey. Number 8, Zoe Bagala. Number 25, Amanda Wagner. Number 40, Gabrielle Pecora. And number 45, Jacqueline Woodall. Please stand for the singing of the national anthem. What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night.
that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free and the home of the brave.
All right, there it is, fans. The national anthem sung by A-Train. And now the seniors are being recognized, our senior send-off night. And Amanda Dealey has come out to recognize them.
Rose and I share a bond that goes deeper than Dominican volleyball. We've got Irish pride. Not only have we played together in high school, I have been blessed with the opportunity to continue to learn from her through college. You left me with huge shoes to fill, and I will think of you every time I attempt to imitate your greatness.
Wow.
I think the team can stand behind you when I say, in times when we weren't even playing for ourselves, we played for you. You have been a fan for each of us. And I am most certainly positive we agree your absence will create a void. Rose made all tournament at the UC Santa Cruz Slugfest this year and has earned 7-time libero honors. You have been a phenomenal motivator, mentor, and friend, and you will be deeply missed. Good luck in the future. Madam. Nina, Rosie, Uncle Eric, cousins, and Grandma for driving down from Sacramento tonight. She would especially like to thank her Auntie Chris for making her a versatile player, her boyfriend Adam for being at every game, her dad Tony for relentlessly supporting her, and lastly her mom Teresa for the 14 years she stood in the crowd and was her biggest supporter.
Rose Chavez up in the crowd now, hugging all of her family and friends and crying along the way. That's Ashley Wells, one of the best setters the Cal Poly Conference has ever seen, playing her final night of collegiate volleyball.
I am here to congratulate Jenna Fussell on 4 years of phenomenal play at Dominican. In her 4 years, she has made a lasting impact on the program. From day one, Jenna welcomed us into the volleyball family and made us feel comfortable and supported. This is just one example of her never-ending devotion and care that she has illustrated. She is a true leader, leading by example through consistency in her passing as well as hitting. Jenna is also one of the most positive players we have, encouraging our team to keep going and make the extra effort. It is not difficult to see Jenna's true passion for the game. Her bubbly personality and beautiful smile shine through on and off the court. Jenna has received numerous awards regarding her outstanding athleticism, such as making CalPAC All-Conference each of the past 3 seasons. Jenna does not just shine on the court, she is recognized for her dedication to her studies, receiving a NAIA Scholar Athlete Award in 2005. Volleyball and school are not Jenna's only priorities.
She treats her family with the utmost love and respect and wishes to thank her parents, grandparents, brother, sister, and boyfriend, Lewis. Above all, Jenna has been an amazing friend to me and all of my teammates. I can truly say she is one of the most kind, loving, and genuine people I know. There is no doubt that Jenna has a bright future ahead of her. We want to wish her the best of luck on her search for grad school. Your dedication, work ethic, and friendship will truly be remembered for years to come. You will always hold a special place in my heart. I love you.
Allie Pence. Crying now with Jenna Fussell, the two ladies embraced. Allie delivering the congratulatory speech there for Jenna.
Crystal Davis has been a Lady Penguin for all of her four-year career at Dominican. She has shown a strong work ethic and is so dedicated to in all that she does for this team. I can still remember my first day of practice. I was so nervous and all of the upperclassmen seemed so experienced. But the first person I met was Crystal. When she asked me if I wanted to warm up with her. This is just one example of Crystal's kindness and willingness to help others. For Crystal, it is not about how good someone is or what talents they bring to the team. It is about their dedication and commitment to encourage and play their best. She is a constant force on the team, playing even through an ankle injury, and has played at right and left side hitter along with defensive specialists. Her stats show her commitment over the past 4 years at Dominican, including 26 service aces, 34 kills, and 111 digs in a total of 74 games. She comes from Big Creek, California, where she plans to return after graduation to help coach local area teams. She has been a dedicated volleyball player for 9 years and will be missed here at Dominican. During her time here, she majored in psychology and plans to receive her master's degree as soon as possible. Crystal has been so supportive and such a quiet and strong leader for this team. I think that a leader is someone who leads through example, and you have set such a high standard. You never miss practice, and we're always eager to begin, never giving less than your best. As President John Adams once said, if your actions inspire others to dream more, to learn more, to do more, and become more, you are a leader, and that is exactly what you have done for this team. Your caring attitude and perseverance will be greatly missed here, and I wish you all the best in the future. Crystal would like to thank her family for supporting her and nourishing her love for sports. To her teammates, thank you for making volleyball such a fun and wonderful experience. And to her fellow seniors, you have all been like sisters to her. She loves you and wishes you the best in the future.
All right, DHX, that was Darcell Sanders. With the shout out to Crystal Davis, giving her the send off, and here's Amanda Wagner to honor Mara Dermody.
She started all 4 years as middle blocker for Dominican. She has earned CalPAC All Conference honors the last 2 years. Mara has had an amazing number of 254 kills in 4 years and 84 career blocks. But on a more personal note, Mara and I had an instant connection since we are the only two girls on the team from Southern California. Marin, since the first day of practice, took me under her wing and helped me through being homesick and adjusting to college life. Marin is truly the older sister I never had. Marin is always there to give helpful advice, whether it's about volleyball, school, boys, or most importantly, all the new gossip about Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake, whom no one is allowed to talk about. Our team dynamics are going to change much next season since we are graduating 5 amazing seniors, but losing Marin will especially be hard because who's going to choose what music we warm up to and what shirts we're going to wear and better yet, what the shirts are going to say on them. I'm joking, you are. And Marin, you have made such an impact on DU's volleyball program, but it's not just your skills or your stats that are going to be remembered, it's your smile, your laugh, and your heart. And Marin would like to thank her mom, Anne, her dad, Gerard, her sister, Lauren, her brother, Kenny, her niece, Audrey, and her boyfriend, Bola, for all the love and support they have given her in her athletic career and in all aspects of her life. We love you, Mary.
All right, there you go, DHX, the 5 seniors on Senior Send-Off Night 2006 from the Conlin Center. And you heard it here on radio.dominican.edu. That was Amanda Wagner recognizing Marin Dermody. And as I was mentioning in the pregame, DHX, it just seems like yesterday that Dermody was a bright-eyed freshman coming in long before she developed that her incredible kill skills. She was not the confident senior that she certainly is now in the Penguins. Those five ladies, their final night of collegiate volleyball going on now, and now there'll be another minute or so of warm-ups after that heart-wrenching ceremony. Not a dry eye on the team. In fact, DHX, I see your eyes aren't dry either.
That's right. And let's hope we got to put these tears away. Get some Kleenex out there because we've got some volleyball to play.
That's right. And I guarantee those five seniors would like to end their collegiate career with a win tonight over the always tough Bruins from Bethany College. I'm going to play this new volleyball pregame promo, DHX, that was produced by one of our students. And I think this is the first time it's ever aired. Here it is. So far, it's a little bit quiet for my liking. But here we go. Let me try it now.
Ah, yeah. You're listening to Dominican Volleyball on radio.dominican.edu. I am your soulful DJ, Hans Meter, and we are so happy that you've joined us tonight. As head coach Roger Goodwin and the 2006 Dominican Volleyball team bump, set, and spike their way through the CalPAC Conference, right now, I'd like to turn the mic over to the Dominican Athletics broadcast team, including sophomore broadcasting sensation DHX, the King, and you might even hear DJ LC on the call. All the action from the Conlin Center, where you will hear it live on radio.dominican.edu.
Well, there you go, DHX. Sounds pretty good to me.
That was nice.
And very quickly now as the match begins, the Penguins pick up the very first point as the Bruins had the side out. And then as Crystal Davis stands behind the line, serves up the second point. And one of the Bruins spiked that thing out a little wide on the left-hand side. And the Penguins are up 2-0 very quickly. DHX, why don't you take it away?
All right, and we are in play. The Bruins come into this one 7-12, balls in play right now on the Bruins side. They're going to hope to put a loss in Dominican's last game for these seniors. Dirty sends the ball long, and that's going to give the first serve of the night to Bethany University's number 11, Brittany Francis, the freshman from Ripon, California. It scores 2-1, Dominican, as Francis bounces the ball, preparing to start the attack for the Bruins. Ball is up, taking Fossil in the back. 41 Grand sends it back the other way. We are back the other way to the Bruins. Ball over the net now. Fossil bumps it up. Whistle. What was the call there?
I'm not sure what the call was. I just saw the number one referee up on the ladder there. That's Gigi Brenne. And the number two referee over here by us, Keith Aiden. But either way, the Bruins with the point.
Interesting call as Francis sends the ball over the net. Dermody with the running right-hander. This one drops in very nicely. The first runner of the night scores, find its way. 3-2, Penguins.
Boy, Dermody almost killed a couple of the Bruins on the way.
That's right. First serve of the night now for 41 Grand. That's Laurel Grand coming up behind the baseline. The freshman from Aptos, psych major, sends it over the net to the back line of the Bruins. Attacking now into the wall of Dominican. Another point for the Penguins. That was Katie Bonesteel trying to drive it through two Dominican frontline players. Not happening. And here's another serve for Dominican.
That was Wells with a crazy block. She just sent it right back into Bonesteel's face.
Second serve for 41 Grand. 4-2 Dominican lead. Bruins send it right side. Rose Chavez, the libero player, bumps it, keeps it in the air. Fossil charges up. Power shot sends the player to the ground. And no return from the Bruins. Point to the Penguins.
Boy, after a supreme dig by the Bruins there, it was just a completely off-balance attempt by Angela Holm. Holm missed it by a mile.
Service into the air.
What a serve.
Back attack coming from number 8 of the Bruins. Germany keeps it in the air to Grand. Sent back to Bethany. And Bethany finds a spot on the court, unfortunately out of bounds. Point to Dominican.
Just outside the court, you mean, 6-2 DU.
That's right, 6-2. 41 Grand continues her serving streak here. Ball is in the air, sent to the back line. Short shot taken by Angela Holm. Back to Fossil. Foe just over the net, tips it, and scores. Very
slams nice. Right into the opulent broadcasting area here, but we're fortified. No damage done. DHX is still on his feet.
That's right, and here we are once again, Laurel Grand having a nice ride here. Kept in the air by Katie Bonesteel of the Bruins. Pancake, very nicely done there by Gangler. Able to get the ball back to the Bruins. Now Gangler bumps, set is up. Nice short jump spike for Dermody. Goes to the ground again, does Gangler. Fossil drives now. It's blocked, deflected, back in the air. Here comes the Bruins. Fossil, hands over the net. Nice jump there.
You know, amazingly, every time you called Gangler, it was Wells. But way, I hate to break it up, but Wells, and since she is leaving tonight, DHX, I wanted to be sure we named it right. And check this out. Oh, how about that for timing?
DU Radio.
That's right.
Dominican.edu.
And that's what you're listening to live, fans. 8-2, DU, DHX on the call from the Conlin Center. We are live in this broadcast, the final game of the 2006 campaign under head coach Roger Goodwin. Will be available for download in its entirety. We're playing the best of five. Penguins, regardless of the outcome of tonight's match, will end the season alone in second place. Oh, so close was last night. DHX, as you know, Danny, you had the call, and the Penguins were, they actually had match point last night twice and couldn't get it done. Had they won last night, it would have forced a neutral site playoff tomorrow night against Menlo, but the Penguins couldn't get it done. They lost in 5.5 games, and the Menlo Oaks are the champions of this year's league, the Penguins in second place. Here is DHX after the at the end of the timeout.
And we are still serving are the Penguins. Laurel Grand sends it over the net. Here comes Menlo. Bonesteel, there's a point. Nice job putting it over the net where no one on the court was found for Dominican. And we'll go back to the side out, Emily White, the sophomore from Fall City, Washington. She will take her first serve of the night, the libero player for Bethany. Jump serve, sent back to Dominican. Here comes Fossil. Oh, power shot. There's no way. Got to the ground so fast, there's no chance libero player was going to get to it.
It looked like Fussell shot that thing out of a cannon. It just came down and almost broke the boards on the floor of the Conlin Center.
And now senior Marin Dermody.
9-3 fans, game one.
Her last game here in Conlin sends a nice serve, almost an ace, but it is returned to Bethany. Wells keeps it in the air now. A forward set by Grand, but that's not going to do it.
That's a two-touch. Is Grand, who spells the name G-R-A-N-D-E, like Grande. But she put two Grande hands on that. You can't touch it twice, but that's what happened. She just tried to help it back over after Wells made a nice save on it, but the Penguins kind of hurting on that one.
Bethany now serving the ball. Score is 9-4. Ball up in the air. Wells to Fossil. Oh, Fall sends it into the net. That's not going to do it. Four times touched. Point to Bethany. An early lead, 9-5, as we're going to see another serve from Bethany University. Up in the air now, in play. Bump, set back, Grand. Now Bridget Gangler has entered the game, and she makes her presence felt immediately, driving the ball into the middle of the Bethany defense, falls in for a point. Ashley Wells will take her serve now. It is up in the air, sent back to the libero player from Bethany. Ball is driven to the back line, out of play, and that will be the 11th point of this first game. We are playing best of five tonight, play to 30 and rally scoring as Ashley Wells puts the ball in the air. Bethany, the set back, set is up in the air now for Wells, sends it back out of bounds. Wow, quite a ways out of bounds, almost hit us up in the tower where we broadcast from. Score now 11-6 as Katie Bonesteel takes her first serves of the night. Nothing happens, so the point goes to DU, 14-8, 6-point early advantage. Chavez serves it, barely clears the net, it's an ace. Great shot there, Rose Chavez put it right, just grazed the top of the net and fell in bounds. Near, perfect serve there for Chavez. She prepares again, up in the air, ball's delivered to the back line. Bethany's libero player takes it. Easily played by Dominican, back to the other side. Middle court, Fossil grabbed that bump. Wells set to Dermody, the runner. Still in play. Sent back. Back line of Dominican now. Dermody bumps it and over. Bonesteel holds on to it. A long rally we've got going here. Chavez takes another dig. Dermody in the front line, one-hander keeps it alive. Fossil will forward set the ball over the net. very long rally we have going here, and finally ended by the block by Germany, and 41 grand in the front line.
Yeah, Grand put that one down Grande style. Hey, we just got word that number 8 over there for Bethany, who's not on the roster, is Kara Hazen. She's played every point of the game so far. She's in the back row. Oh, here's Wells.
Wow. Just absolutely tried to murder the ball. It's going to stay in Bethany's possession. It's Katie Perry, the junior from Castro Valley. She stands 5'5", one of the shorter members of the team.
I don't know if she murdered it, DHX, but there is a chalk line around the ball there in the backcourt.
Definitely. The outline is on the court. Ball is up in the air for Wells.
Oh.
Sends it over for Crystal Davis, my bad. Ball sent back. Chavez on the floor once again. Chavez. Davis takes it deep, scores it. Very nice, putting it down in between two players of Bethany.
What a save by Chavez, diving to her left, sticks that fist out on a ball that was guaranteed to land just inside the back row. And Chavez saved it, and the Penguins got the point.
Crystal Davis is serving now for Dominican. Strong shot. Caught it in the shoulder. Angela Holm sent it back to Dominican with a flame on the ball. Hit her in the shoulder. It's a Dominican point.
I smell burning rubber.
Absolutely. Brittany Francis now from Ripon, the 209, the freshman 5'7". She's an outside hitter, and right now she will be a server. It's up. She takes a little runner, almost a hook shot, sends it back to Jenna Fossil in the back row. 41 grand rises above and puts it down with authority. Very nicely done. Found her spot before she left her feet. That was great.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Grande. Grande style. I'm going to be calling her Grande all 4 years. I hope she's around. She's just a great player.
Absolutely. Score is 18-10 here. Dominican looking very good so far. 41 grand puts it over. And back by Bonesteel. Set by Chavez and Grant. Grand, as she hits it, the whistle is for a two-touch.
Yeah, I think that was on Chavez after it came off of Davis's fingertips. Chavez just threw the hands up and in trying to defend the ball from hitting her in the forehead, it came off twice.
Emily White, the libero player for the Bruins, will serve now. Back set to Germany is corralled and put over. Dominican, two hands touched it.
The only problem with that was the set led Dermody a little bit too far. It was actually a little bit behind her, and Dermody couldn't get much on it.
Once again, we see Emily White, 18-12, trying to mount an attack for the Bruins. Dig down, sent back by Ashley Wells. Waiting for the return. 41 grand there to bump it up. Germany with the runner. Strong shot there. But it doesn't land in the court.
What a save by Katie Perry for the Bruins. She just dug down for it, and the ball's still alive.
Oh, Fussell is able to score once again. This time a little softer. She wound up like she was going to go for the full power strike. Put it in very nicely for the 19-12 lead for Dominican.
It's the old changeup. It looks like it's coming in at 96 and at the last second at 76.
Dermody now soft serves it over the court after the sign from Coach Goodwin. Oh, no one able to return the ball for the Penguins once Bethany got it over there.
Grand tried to dive for that one, did the splits on the floor, right, landed right at her feet. It was a good try. Couldn't get the hand under it.
And with a 19-13 lead, number 8, Kara Hazen will take her serves. Wells to Fossil, as we see so many times, is deflected and brought back to the Penguins. Wells puts it back again. Bethany is mounting their return. And this one's going to land in out of bounds is the call.
Wow, I can't believe that. Bonesteel had such a great save there. I'm surprised that the Penguins won that point.
And senior Ashley Wells will put another serve in play. Oh, just trying to punch it there as Bethany returned. And also sent back again to Chavez. Dominican's able to get that one back to him.
Oh!
And Fossil just pegs number 5, Katie Bonesteel, in the shoulder.
Oh, Fossil.
Right down to the Bonesteel on that one.
Comes in from the front left corner and nails Bonesteel, almost knocked her over.
Absolutely. That didn't look fun. Here comes Bethany again.
That play on Bonesteel, DHX, looked like Fussell went in to pick up the spare and nailed her right in the midsection.
Absolutely. She hit her hard right there. Ashley Wells jump serves it back into play. 22-13 Dominican lead. This time, Bethany is able to think about it a little bit before they get it in play. See where there was no one standing? 22-14.
See, Brittany Francis has come back into the front row and in place of Christy Hulk. Is that right? I think that is right.
I think that's right.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
I have Brittany Francis in there. I just don't know if Hulk was the one she replaced. But Francis is in there, fans, and it's 22-15. Here's DHX as Bethany has a side out in game one.
Katie Bonesteel serves up again. I hope her shoulder's okay. Might have taken a little bit out of her serve. Ball this time put in by Bridget Gangler.
Oh, Gangler, so good. Number three, Gangler is definitely going to be one of the leaders in the future, fans. So as we see the five seniors heading out tonight, we also pay close attention to next year's stars. Yeah, Penguins came within 1 point of sending it to a championship game last night. Uh-oh, there's a two-touch on the Bruins, and the Penguins with another 24-15. DHX, you were here. The Penguins had two match points to send the entire conference into a championship game tomorrow night at a neutral site, but they couldn't get it done. But still, it was the best season under head coach Roger Goodwin in 5 years. Hopefully bodes well for next year.
Absolutely. We'll see what kind of chemistry changes come about with five seniors that will be heading onward in their lives.
Two-touch on the one of the best setters the Calpac's ever seen in Ashley Wells, and Wells gets knocked with a two-touch.
Caitlin McQueen is stepping behind the baseline.
Angela Holm has come back in, fans, for the Bruins.
For Bethany.
Oh.
Oh, long shot there. Could not be returned by Bonesteel. Man, she's taking the brunt of the punishment here for the Penguins.
As Davis unloaded the fury from the front row in the right corner. Bonesteel gets nailed again in that same left arm. The Penguins are going after Bonesteel.
They sure are. She can't get away from it there as Fossil cannot get her feet set. She went down to her knees, wasn't able to return the ball. Bethany has a 17-25 deficit to make up. And they're going to try and do it under these next few serves from number 13, Katy Perry. Ball up, Dermody's trying to send it down. Oh boy, such a strong return. This ball's sent back to the Dominican side as 41 Grand tries to tap it in and sent out of bounds.
Oh, Grand from the front left corner. She's going to hate it when she sees the film on that one. That's going to be about the easiest play she's had of the night. And it's just a dink move, but she shanked it a little bit.
Katy Perry serves up another. Rising up is Crystal Davis. It's blocked, so here comes Fossil trying to get it over, and she does. Oh, boy, well done by Fossil.
Fossil stuck it right there in the midsection to Katy Perry, and Perry was tapping herself on the chest as if to say, yeah, I that was my fault. 26-18, game one.
Fossil looks like she's aiming for some clay pigeons out there. She's just looking to take out some targets tonight. 41 Grand rises above.
Oh, great shot, Grand.
Kept in play, Bonesteel, running right-hander, sends it out of bounds to the right of the court.
That was Hazen with the right-hand miss there, just a little bit wide. And now a timeout's been called, DHX, by head coach for the Bruins, I believe it was. That is, the head coach is Reed Duffus, and he's assisted by Katie Melody. Now, both coaches for the Bethany Bruins are in their first year. DHX, it's 27-18 in game one, and fans, between games, we're going to have a few more of those shout-outs from the players. We gathered together quite a few of the Penguins. And you know, DHX, in the wild, Bruins find Penguins as their natural competitor. In other words, Penguins are naturally sought by Bruins for food.
Yeah,
predatory.
In the natural world of things, I'm not sure we'd have such an even matchup.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't be playing volleyball. Probably not.
Of course, in our parallel universe here, the DHX and I occupy, Penguins can fly. So, in fact, there are things even out.
It's a little bit of a fantasy world we're living in.
27-18, fans, radio.dominican.edu. Here's DHX.
We are back in play. As Stu said, 27-18, we're live here, radio.dominican.edu. Oh, a fake out, and well done by Ashley Wells.
That was a quick set by Wells, the left-handed quick dink move there. The Bruins were backing up on it, thinking Wells was going to send up one of her sets, and she just dinked it over when they weren't looking.
Crystal Davis serving for Dominican. A few more points will seal this first game. Wells, back set.
Nope.
Germany. Oh, boy, so much power. No way.
Nope.
There was an attempt to return it, more of a reflex, trying not to get hurt.
Yeah, Dermody with another gunslinging move there from the right corner. Boy, does she love that back set by Wells. 4 years of that.
And we're looking at game point, 29-18. Bethany rising above the net. return, 41 Grand will try and send it, and she does. That's the first game of the match, goes to the Penguins. Nice shot by 41 Laurel Grand. 29-30-18, your first game.
That's a pretty good match there, and fans, as promised, we have a 1 minute break between games. We're going to try and bring you some of these volleyball shout-outs on radio.dominican.edu.
Senior send-off night for 2006 DU Volleyball on radio.dominican.edu with shout-outs from the players themselves.
This is senior Marin Dermody, middle blocker. I would like to send a thank you out to my family for all the love and support they have given me throughout my life, both in my athletic career and out. I love you guys.
Hi, this is junior Amanda Dealey, defensive specialist. I'd just like to thank my parents for coming to all my games and my wonderful boyfriend. I appreciate it a lot. Thanks, guys.
Hi, this is senior Jenna Fussell, number 10. I wanted to give a shout-out to my parents, my brother and my sister, and my grandparents for their undying support for my volleyball career and to my boyfriend, Lewis.
Hi, this is senior Crystal Davis. I'm a right side, and this is my last game ever, so I want to thank my parents for all their support, my family for always being there. See you forever.
Hi, this is sophomore Zoe Bagla, a right side at Dominican, and I'd like to thank my parents and my brothers in the Absolute Volleyball Club.
This is sophomore Amanda Wagner. I wanted to give a shout-out to all my family back in Orange County. Thanks for all the support. Go Penguins.
Hi, this is sophomore Allie Pence. I'm an outside hitter, and I want to give a shout-out to my family and say thank you for coming to all of my games. Go DU, and thank you, DU Radio.
This is freshman Gabby Pecora. I'm an outside hitter, and I want to give a shout-out to my mom and dad for all their support this season.
Hey everybody, this is sophomore middle blocker Christy Roberts. I just wanted to give a shout out to all my people back home in Guerneville, California. Thanks for listening.
This is Roger Goodwin, coach of the Dominican Penguin volleyball team. I want to thank everyone for their support this year and also the team for all their hard work and dedication, and give a special shout out to DU Radio.
This is head women's volleyball coach, Roger Goodwin, welcoming you to another DU volleyball match with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Right, I love that. Coach, thank you very much. Stuart Horn and DHX with you live from the Conlin Center on the final night of DU volleyball. Right here at the Conlin Center where DHX and I are set up in the opulent broadcasting area. Complete, Danny, with carpeting high above the court, the area of play. As the Penguins and the Bruins match up on this final night of play, the Penguins and the Bruins have switched sides on senior send-off night, and it looks like the Penguins are going to get things started here. They're one up, one love, DHX, so that was a good call. On the final night, you gave them a victory. Let's see how I can do with the play-by-play here. In game number two, it's best of five, the Penguins against the Bruins. On the final night of volleyball play, Roger Goodwin, the head coach in his fifth year, and the Penguins with the side out, Chavez with the serve. She goes all the way to the back row, and we are underway for game two. Now the Penguins set up with a great serve by Chavez. Too hard for the Bruins to deal with, and the Bruins send the attempted kill out of bounds. Penguins up 1-0.
They are. An early start is always a good thing. Usually the person that strikes first ends up with a positive result.
Chavez with the runner. She brings it in from the left side of center. Penguins up 1-0. Now cross court with the attempted kill by Hazen. The back set by Wells. Hazen with the attempted save. It goes way out of play and all the way to the back row. Goes out into the lobby. The Penguins are up 2-0 as it's retrieved by the libero player. That's Emily White. White's back there in the back row, center as usual. Here's Chavez as the Penguins are up 2-0. Chavez with the overhead runner again, left side. She goes back to the left. Oh, now a killer set up by Brittany Francis, and diving for it was Ashley Wells. Wells, number 7, one of the seniors being sent off tonight, her final night of collegiate play. The Penguins can't save that one. Wells now goes over for a low 5 to Dermody. Now a nice serve, a runner there by Francis as she drifted toward the middle. A two-handed setup by Wells to Dermody. Dermody comes right into the middle style. She goes through about 14 of the Bruin players. Of course, there's not 14 on the floor. Those are behind the area of play. But the Penguins lose the point. It was a two-touch by Wells. That was my attempt at a joke there, DHX. And you should probably laugh at those just to kind of help me out, especially when they die like that. 2-2. Hazen with the kill. Into the net. Penguins save. Wells helps it over just barely. And now the Bruins are on offense. Now a two-touch called on Katie Perry. As I thought, DHX, that was a perfect back set to Hazen.
Yeah, looked very nice there. Dominican's got a lot of momentum going, which Bethany is going to try and slow down here in this second game.
That was about as exciting a rally as we've had all night tonight. Now for the Penguins, Crystal Davis, another one of the seniors that's leaving. She sets the serve from the right side. A terrific save there by Allie Pence, who then gets the set. Pence almost hits the top of the net a little bit off line. Now it's set back up to Pence. Kills it. No. Good defensive work there by the Bruins. Oh, and Dermody into the back row. Somehow the Bruins save it. I don't know how Pence now saves. Here's Wells with a set. Back over to Pence. Pence goes topside, and head coach Roger Goodwin picks up that one as it's knocked out of play to the right side. The Penguins pick up that point. Boy, DHX, they really put in a lot of work for that one point.
Yeah, they definitely aren't leaving any power out on the court. They're giving it their all tonight.
Pence got about four or five shots on goal there. Finally made it happen. So Pence with the serve now. Flat-footed. Penguins with... Oh, Pence with a nice save running in from the backside. Good block there by Dermody. Now the setup by Davis. Here's Fussell left side. Across, hits the top of the tape. And the Bruins keep it alive. And now another two-touch. Boy, I've never seen so many two-touches called by the NAIA referees who are in the house 5-2-DU. Here's Davis with another serve.
That's right. Dominican's looking very strong, especially the front line. They're all over the place. These seniors want to go out on a positive note for sure.
Yeah, you're not kidding. The Penguins are up one love so far. A soft little dink by the Bruins catches the Penguins. They're ready, though. Now the Penguins get it back over. Oh, and Dermody jumped a little too soon. She's about a foot away from the net, and it hit her right in the neck and rolled down the front of her body, and then none of the DUs could save that one 5-3. And the libero player, that's Emily White. She's a sophomore out of Fall City, Washington at 5'6". She's going to serve now as the Penguins lead 5-3. White with the runner from the left side. Wells sets it up. Uh-oh, poor set. Dermody slams into the net. That was a very poor set as Wells goes over and now says, sorry about that, Marin. Wells, one of the best setters that the Calpacs ever seen, at least since I've been around in 6 years. DHX, and it's now 5-4. Here's White. Bruins side out. White left. She's about 15 feet behind baseline. Oh, she really lets one rip. Fussell with the bump. Now the set Wells. Dermody with a smash into the back row. And that was vintage Wells to Dermody. Boy, we've seen that a lot of times. I'm going to say hundreds and hundreds of times over the past four years. I was going to say 6 years. Both ladies, four-year students. Don't worry, folks. And now here's Hazen with a smash. It lands it. It hits Dermody in the elbows as she went up for it. But Dermody couldn't get a clean block on it, and she just had to let it drop in front of her. 6-4, and Hazen now, number 8, Kara Hazen.
Dermody seems like she's getting caught in the wrong place at the wrong time here the last few plays.
Yeah, the Bruins are putting up some good numbers all of a sudden. And there goes Dermody smashing it through the back row and then almost out into the lobby, 7-4, and Dermody's coming out. Serving for the Mighty DUs will be Amanda Dealey in her place. And actually coming onto the court is Christy Roberts, the sophomore out of Guerneville.
We didn't see too much of Roberts last night, so we'll see what she can do tonight.
Oh, this one almost hits the ceiling after a big smash by the Bruins. It's saved after Fussell bumps it. Oh, Wells almost falls over on it. Now Roberts, she sets it back up to Wells, who just dinks it over. Now the Bruins are setting up for something big. Here's Hazen, back row, Penguins save it. There's a big bump by Fussell. Over to Wells, back row out. Oh, just barely out. Boy, Wells got up nice and high. She had about a 3-foot jump on that one, DHX. I think she deserved more from that one.
She was definitely in the right place, and she did elevate very high on that one, just put a little too much juice on it.
Fussell with some great moves there. Now the Bruins, who are only down by 2-7-5. The serve by Andrea Olmstead. Olmstead, a veteran. She's a sophomore out of Jackson, California by Sacramento. This one goes out of bounds off of Wells, who was trying to defend. And it's deflected out of play by the Penguins, 7-6 in Game 2. Penguins up one love in this best of 5 series. Here is Olmstead again. She's a 5'10". Olmstead, very powerful server. Here's Wells with the set after the bump by the DUs. Pence back row. White now with a bump. Oh, a big smash goes down by Caitlin McQueen, but the Penguins are ready for it. Dinked over by Fussell. Bump back over to White. Now White goes into the net, and that was a second hit. There was no way the Bruins could get that one dug out of the net and back over. And the Penguins go up. What happened there, DHX?
That was a tough break for Bethany. They didn't get the ball over, I don't think.
And Wells makes a mistake you don't see a veteran make very often, sending the score to 8-8. Wells with the unforced error, stuffing it into the net.
Yeah, both teams return errors there.
Boy, oh boy. I can't stand seeing the Penguins knock one into the net, giving them a point, especially when it's off of
one of our most experienced veterans. Okay, we're back underway anyway. 8-all. Now here it is. Penguins are on offense now. After the Bruins tried to smash one down, Davis sends one into the net after an ill-timed kill attempt.
Yes. I was reading the signs. There's a lot of people here tonight. I'll tell you, nice crowd.
Yeah, there is. One sign I don't like reading is the fact that the Penguins are now down 9-8 the first time tonight that they've been down. Let's hope they don't get too comfy with things. And now it's dinked over by Christy Roberts
for the
Penguins. That was good. Left-handed. Roberts saw the hole there in the front left corner and popped it in. 9-all. And Fussell will serve. Fussell now with her classic move where she bounces it a bunch of times, spins it in the hands, and then sends it over rocket style. And now the Penguins lose another point. It's a nice setup by Katy Perry for the Bruins. Sends one down on the Penguins' side, and Perry will have the side out.
And Bethany is very alert and awake now. They're putting up quite a good fight for the Penguins.
Perry from the left corner sends it over. A great serve, saved by Hazen now after the Penguins put it over with a little something on it. Oh, brother! And now a massive kill shot by Brittany Francis, a freshman. She's at a ripping. Or is it Ripon? I'm not sure, but it's over there in the valley, right off 99. Danny, that's not far from where you live.
No, it's not that far. Ripon, is it?
Is it Ripon?
Yes,
oh,
it is.
Oh, now whistles are blowing as Crystal Davis has to retie the shoe. Boy, what a drag for Katy Perry, who sent in a perfect serve to Fussell. Fussell just caught the ball. I don't remember seeing that this season. 10-up, fans. Game 2. Penguins up 1-love in games. Final night of collegiate volleyball for 5 of our seniors heading out. And the Penguins now are on defense. Hazen with a smash into the back row. Davis for the Penguins. Check it. Dealey went diving for it. Dealey's got the left wrist all taped up. That's courtesy of Jesse Mazza. He's our trainer here at the Conlin Center. Mazza taped up that wrist, and for some reason the Penguins had to give that point up. And very quickly now they trail by 3 DHX. Here's Allie Pence back, left corner. Oh boy, I wonder if they called a point against the Penguins when Davis had to tie the shoe. How did they go up by 3? I'm not sure, but that one now comes down on the Penguins' side, but out of play. Now the Penguins trail by 2-12-10. I think I've got that right. Game 2. Here is Chavez with the running serve over the top. Chavez has been perfect tonight on serves. Now into the back row. Chavez diving left-handed, extended, rolling over her shoulder, as we've also seen that happen hundreds of times. Reminds me of good old Jessica Woodall back in the day. 13-10. The Penguins lose that one as Chavez diving attempt couldn't do anything for him. Now the next serve by Brittany Francis is too deep. Francis comes in from way behind the baseline. She runs in toward the center line from the left side and sent that one very flat, very deep. 13-11, Penguins trailing. Here's Davis. Davis in her final night. Oh, so close to putting the net. Nice serve there by Davis. A little bit flat. Fussell with the save. Now the forward set by Wells. Very softly by Pence. Now it's saved by the Bruins. Boy, what a great defensive move there by Wells, and it's just dinked over by Dermody. No problem. Oh, and a great save there by Wells and Dermody, who threw up the wall. 13-11. Oh, now Hazen sends one into the front row, and I think it came off the left arm of Dermody there, DHX, and went out of play, and the Penguins trail by 3, 14-11.
Three consecutive blocks, like a force of igloo around that front line. Nothing was able to come through. Very nice defense by the Penguins.
Libero player Emily White is now serving. White, a lot of topspin on that one. Very nice, drops into the back row. Now Dermody with the back set from Wells. Can't put it away. Hazen with the save. Now the Penguins go to the back row. Kind of a weird bump there by Rose Chavez. She sent it up just a little bit too. She led Wells a little bit too far. Wells tried to dink it over then off balance and sent it into the net. Penguins down by 4 halfway through game 2, 15-11. Horn and DHX on radio.dominican.edu. Live at the Conlin Center. Here's White with another great serve into the back row. Wells just streaming out there trying to save it. Top spinner by Fussell. Now the back set. Over to Hazen. Dink. The bumped by Wells. Check it. That was Fussell. Back row Dermody. And they gave it to the Penguins. Boy, it must have been right on the line, Danny.
Yeah, it certainly was. The flag man there kind of took a look at it and then issued that it was out of bounds.
I think the line judge is a Penguin, so that always helps. Now into the back row, the Penguins serve it over. Dinked over. Chavez saw it coming. Here's Wells with a forward set. Fussell goes back left. Oh! Just a little bit wide. I thought Fussell was going to go cross court. She faked everybody in the house out. Brought it down the left line, but it went out of play just a little bit left. Hazen to serve. Penguins down by 4, 16-12.
Unfortunate break there. Again, another shot sent long.
Hazen into the back row. Pence with a bump. Here's a set over to Wells. Now Fussell. Cross court. Oh, and Wells is there to save it after a great defensive play by the Bruins.
A nice light tap there from Wells in the front line. Puts it down.
Boy, that was a great play by the Bruins. And now coming in for Roger Goodwin's Penguins are number 6, Dealey, and number 4. Let's
Roberts.
See.
Christy
Roberts
in.
Is back in there. Check it. You're right. And Dermody comes out. Who else? Somebody else had to come out, I bet. You can't send in 2 unless you send out 2, unless the rules have changed. I'm not sure. The Penguins, we'll get to all the players here in a second. As Fussell with another cross-court kill. And I guess Fussell's going to stay away from that left corner down the left sideline, 16-14 DU. And here they come, folks. Here's Dealey. She serves it over. Dealey with the left wrist all taped up. Oh, good job there by Roberts on defense to keep the ball alive. White with a great save. Here's Hazen now. White with the killer into the back row. Penguins pick it up. Here goes a forward set over to Fussell cross court. Oh, this one goes up into about the 8th row of the crowd. Boy, and the Bruins were almost able to save it. I'm going to give props here to Christy Hulk, the senior out of Woodland. That's up by Sacramento. Hulk ran up into the stands trying to save that one. Now the Penguins only trail by 1. It was as many as 4 a minute ago. Here's Hazen into the top row, and now it's 2. As Hazen kills that one past the Penguins defense, coming out is Hulk. Back in there is Brittany Francis, a 5'7 freshman. She's an outside hitter, fans, and she's ripping. And she's been ripping them tonight. 17-50. The Penguins are trailing. Now Roberts with a smasher. But the Bruins are waiting for it. Hazen with a good bump. Uh-oh. And now the Penguins are a little crossed up. From out of play now. Fussell just to keep it alive. Now the back set. Oh, it's in play. Fussell saves. There's a forward set. Over to Fussell. Fussell back row. Yes.
Beautiful.
After it hit the net. Boy, there's nothing better, DHX, and when you just pound one so hard, it almost tears the net away and keeps going. 17-16, and Wells will serve it up for the DUs into the back row. Wells, her final night of collegiate volleyball. Oh, what an overhead smash by Francis. Somehow the Penguins pick it up. Here's Fussell, softly flat-footed left side. And now the Penguins on defense. Into the back row. Allie Penn saves it. Oh, brother. And the Penguins gave that one up as Fussell went diving, and she almost killed the back linesman. Running so hard was Fussell. That was a senior effort, but she was unable to do anything with it. Serving for the Bruins, who are up 18-16, is Caitlin McQueen, the junior out of San Clemente down south. Number 3, she serves it into the back row. Dealey with the bump. The set. Oh, and now 2 taps there by Angela Holm. Holm blocked it, and then falling down, it landed back on top of her. 18-17, the Penguins within 1. Here's Fussell. Fussell, another one of the seniors. Bounce, 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 bounce. About 8 times, spins it in the hands, right in the center of the baseline. Oh, almost had herself a front row ace. Somehow White saves it, and this one's going up into the grandstands. So Fussell, with just a very soft serve, just barely cleared the net, and she was able to tie the game for the Penguins. Roger Goodwin now is up on his feet. Danny, this has been quite a little bit of play as head coach Duffus for the Bethany Bruins, he's called a timeout. And DHX will now give you his assessment of the game so far.
That's right. The players probably need a breather. There weren't too many pauses there in that little 5 to 10 minute period. We have an 18-18 tie as Dominican has a 1-0 game lead so far. We've got Fussell behind the baseline taking her serves, and I think they were a little bit surprised in that last serve of hers went short. Every shot you see Fussell take seems to be a power shot. No one was really ready for it. But this Dominican team has some good things going. Bethany has been able to keep a steady run here the last 5 minutes. They've been able to stay 1 or 2 points ahead. Now Dominican has a tie. The interesting point, we'll see who goes on a run now to squeeze out and take this second game of this best of 5 series tonight. On senior night, the fans are in the stands. Quite a good number, I'd say. Lots of parents are here, the families. Everyone's come out to support the team to see our 5 seniors take their last stand here in the Igloo Conlin Recreational Center.
And you're hearing it all.
Radio.dominican.edu.
That's right, DHX, and we are live at the Conlin Center. DHX, Stuart Horn, radio.dominican.edu. We're back underway as the Penguins are on offense. Fussell with the serve, and now the Penguins back after the Bruins were able to field it pretty cleanly. Now the Penguins on defense, and it goes, hits the left line. It is called in by the number 1 referee tonight, who are sent down by the NAIA. That's Gigi Brené. She's up top, and Keith Aiden, he's close to us. 19-18, the Penguins have been trailing for about the last 10 minutes. I'm not used to that, DHX. It's kind of uncomfortable for me as a as a Penguin fan. Here's the set now, and the Penguins pick it up. White in the back row. A great save by the Bruins. Boy, Bethany's playing tough tonight. Woo! And they did lose game one, 30-18, but now they've led the majority of the time in game two. We are in game two. The Penguins up 1-11 games. Here's Pence with a softie into the front row. Another beautiful diving save by the Bruins. Here's Hazen. She gets it over and almost kills the Penguins with that one. Kind of a weird set there and by Wells and into the net by Fussell, who came running in from the back row. Fussell was a little bit late on the hit. 20-18, the Penguins trailing game two.
That was a rare mistake by Fussell, who put it right in the middle of the net. You don't see her do that very often.
No, you don't. In the last 4 years, we haven't seen her do it more than a handful of times. Penguins a little loose here in game two. I think they might want to tighten things up. I think they may have become a little confident, Danny, in game one. Now we're back underway. The Penguins down by two. Penguins are on offense. They've got two hits out of the way, and here's Fussell. She goes into the back row, and the Bruins let it go as if it were going to be deep, and it lands in. The Penguins pick one up. A great play there by Fussell, running in from the back row. That's the exact play she missed on the previous series.
It sure was, and she hit her mark just right as Dealey sits out, Germany back in.
Here's Chavez with just another perfect runner from way behind the baseline. Very difficult to field by the Bruins, but they do a great job of it. 2019 fans, Penguins trailing. There's a rare kill attempt by Wells. And in 4 years, we haven't seen Wells give it more than two or three of those a night. If that, Wells from the center. She shanked it off the left part of her hand and went out of bounds. 21-19. The Penguins now are on defense. Uh-oh. Wells with a pretty great save from out of play. Dermody goes up and tried to touch the ball at the top of the net. It falls back on her side. Defended beautifully by the Bruins.
Tough break right there for Wells, who took every step she could before crashing, crashing into the bleachers and was able to save it. Didn't get the point, though.
Here's Francis with that. That is a very unorthodox style of serve she has, where she sits way out on the right-hand corner. Then she runs it all the way over to the left side of baseline. She doesn't really get much forward momentum. Most of it's side spin on the ball, and I guess that's what she's trying to get out of it. Here she goes again. She's behind baseline. This one's very deep. And that's two of those tonight, unforced errors for Francis, who has that unorthodox style. When it works, DHX, it's super. When it doesn't, it's very ugly.
That's right. It sure is. It's just like a basketball player who takes a bad shot. If it goes in, the coach doesn't say anything.
That's right. 23-20. And, I don't mind unorthodox. It's just got to work. Here's White now with the flat-footed banger. Here goes Dermody with a smash. Somehow saved by the Bruins. A great save, Bethany. Back row, Chavez. She picks it up. Back set over to Dermody. Goes. Dermody with a clear kill. Hits Katy Perry in the face. That's a six-pack. That may be more than a six-pack. I think they should give him 2 points when it's unobstructed to the mug. That's the first one of those we've seen all night.
Dominican's going to be handing out ice bags at the end of this game.
Oh, man. Perry just really took it right in the left cheek. I'll give her props, though. Perry didn't even bat an eye at it. She just right back up in there, 23-20. Ooh. I'd have had to go to the hospital after that. Perry's back in there when she put up a nice set. Oh, I guess it wasn't that nice. They called a two-touch on her. I'm still trying to get over that unobstructed shotgun blast that Perry took to the face. 23-22. Penguins creeping back in game two. The Penguins are on offense. Davis with a nice serve. Bruins field it nicely. Here goes Wells to Dermody very softly. Dermody tried to fake him out, but Hazen was right there, and Fussell was out of position. Fussell was to be covering the back left corner. She scooted in there toward the center, as players tend to do when the ball's in play, and it came down right at her feet, 24-22. Here's White. White's been serving beautifully. This one hits the top of the net. Wells somehow saves it with a 360 spin move. I don't know how she saved that one, DHX. Penguins down by two. Here's Hazen with a masterful kill, but the Penguins save it. Back set over to Dermody. Dinked it over with a fist. Flat-footed was Dermody. Now the Bruins go back row. Chavez with a bump. Forward set. Over to Allie Penn's back row, and I think it touched one of the Bruins. Yeah, it did. Penguins with a point right in the front row, DHX.
Yeah, good break there for Pence because she pounded that ball. Luckily, it got deflected.
Game tied, 24, fans. You're right. I don't think Pence was going to be in play if they'd have let that one go. But for some reason, the front row, they just didn't have time to react to it. 24-all. Here's Allie. Allie's in her second year. Oh, boy, she just ballooned that one over. A quick set, and Hazen caught the Penguins off guard. Oh, and somehow they called it a four-touch?
They did. Even before the ball was returned. It had been touched twice. But they didn't call a two-touch, though.
No, they called a four-bagger on the Bruins. But the Penguins will take that point anyway, especially at this point in the proceedings, DHX.
Wow, and what looked like Bethany was going to slip away. They were starting to get a four-point advantage, have now lost their lead, 25-24.
That's right. Game two, the Penguins are up. One love, Horn and Hogger with you. Live from the Conlin Center, high above center court, as we sit up against the eastern wall in our carpeted, opulent broadcasting area here at the Conlin Center. The Penguins to our right, that is the northern end of the sprawling expanse of this massive, cavernous sporting area that we have here on campus. On the west end of Dominican University of California. Hey, what's going on up at Angelico? I saw the skylights. What do they call those things that shine way
search
up?
Searchlights?
Searchlights.
Yeah.
We're going way up into the air. I could see it from miles away.
Tonight is the Latino Film Festival.
Ooh.
Big deal. They were offering us free tickets. But, you know, people know. They've got their obligation. Dominican Volleyball, they're here in the stands. A lot of people here to watch this one.
Absolutely. And we are back underway. Penguins up 25-24. Pence with a serve. Bruins pick it up nicely. Forward set over to Fussell. Cross court, nothing. Penguins couldn't do anything with it. And Chavez tried to save that one. It came shooting off kind of at an obtuse angle, and it hit Dermody right in the chest. Dermody didn't expect that. She thought it was going to be softly in the air, something that she could work with, but instead it shot off at a weird angle and hit her right in the chest. Here is Hazen with a serve, 25 all game two. Pence with a save. Wells with a nice set there to Fussell, who gets it over with a lot on it, but boy, oh boy, the Bethanys are really doing something with it. And now they gave the Penguins a point. I'll take it, but I'm not sure why. They called Hazen with a two-touch there, and I thought it was clean. Boy, they're just really calling them tight tonight. 26-25. They have not given the Penguins a point on the overhead yet, and now we're into the next point.
I don't know what's going on there.
I'm not sure what's happening. Oh, there they go. They finally put it on the board. The Bruins are now on offense. Here they go overhead. Penguins pick it up. In the back row, Pence. Oh, barely. Wells gets it over, and then all Fussell could do is just help it. Oh, and Bethany was trying to give a quick set, kind of a scoop shot by Katy Perry, but she scooped it into the net.
Roberts almost got hit in the face through the net. She was like, what is going on here?
There's been a lot of face action tonight. The Penguins have been very tough, and now the Penguins almost got one themselves there. Is that Chavez? She's not on the floor right now, but she's intense. She's so intense right now, she just almost tripped over the bench.
She did.
And now the Penguins pick up. No, they gave that point away. No, they picked that one up. And so the Penguins now are tied. It says 26-25. It should be 27-25. 28-25.
All right.
Okay. Danny, you got to make sure I'm on top of things here.
Yeah,
oh, what a killer there by Caitlin McQueen. McQueen, the veteran. She's a junior out of San Clemente at 5'10". McQueen got very nice vertical hops. Put that one down, 28-26. Game two.
This score's all over the place. It's like double point value here in the second round.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on or who's... Must be a rookie on the scorer's table there. Okay, now the Penguins are back on offense. A nice set there by Wells. Oh, Fussell. Fussell just barely got that one over. Now the killer, flat-footed by Olmstead. Goes into the net. Diving for it is Fussell. The ball came up nicely, DHX, but it was under the net all the way.
Yeah, they don't officially rule that a point, which is kind of a shame. But
28-27.
You could have a double-barreled attack over and under.
Bethany's Olmstead to serve. Penguins up by only one in game two. Here's Dealey left side, saved by Hazen. Oh, and there's a nice little dink move by the Bruins. Oh, Fussell with a kill attempt. No. Bruins landing, smashing into each other. Dealey with the bump. Here's Davis now with the set. Pens very softly into the middle row. Hazen with the save. Uh-oh, now it's bumped by the Penguins, and that's going to tie the game as Crystal Davis, the psych major at 5'9". She's out of Big Creek, California. She could not get that thing down. And now head coach Roger Goodwin has called a timeout, DHX, and I think that was a very smart move on the part of Goodwin because the Penguins are just very loose in game two. They won game one pretty comfortably 30-18, but now it's 28-all.
And after that very decisive win in the first game, you don't want to let it slip away because just like that, it could be a tie. It's 2 points here is necessary by each team, 28-28 tie. And Bethany really is not looking to give up any ground here. They were up, they were down, but they're fighting in the second game. They want to even up this match in what is Senior Night 2006.
right here on
DU Radio.
Radio.dominican.edu.
28 offenses. DHX mentioned just a few seconds left in this timeout as the Penguins are back out on the floor. Coach Duffus is getting another glass of water because I'm sure he's sweating down there. The Bethany Bruins head coach, he would love to win this game. And the Penguins would just like to end this thing quickly. We are in game two. Uh-oh. Oh, the Penguins pick up that score. It is now game point, fans, as the serve by the Bruins was deep. Here's Wells with a masterful serve right into the middle. A nice back set. Wells with a bump. Uh-oh. Penguins in trouble. Now it's set up to Crystal Davis. Here's Fussell. Center row. Oh, the Penguins save it. The Bruins have it now. They go into the net. Oh, it's saved into the front row. And the Penguins with the point as the Bruins did all they could, DHX, to save that one. 30-28. The Penguins barely get out of that one alive. 30-28 in game two. And now the Penguins lead tonight's match two games love.
And what was a beautiful rally after the timeout by Coach Goodwin. Players came out and did exactly what they needed to do. Two straight points, no messing around. No messing around.
Or wussing around.
Yeah, none of that. Two games tonight.
Hey, DH, I thought we were having an earthquake there. Hey, DHX, let me play some of these shout-outs now with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go. And this is Senior Send-Off Night, fans. The Penguins are taking on the Bruins right here at the Conlin Center, the final night of collegiate volleyball for five of the seniors. And here are some of the Penguin shout-outs for you.
Senior Send-Off Night for 2006 DU Volleyball on radio.dominican.edu with shout-outs from the players themselves.
This is Senior Marin Dermody, middle blocker. I would like to send a thank you out to my family for all the love and support they've given me throughout my life, both in my athletic career and out. I love you guys.
Hi, this is Junior Amanda Dealey, defensive specialist. I'd just like to thank my parents for coming to all my games and my wonderful boyfriend. I appreciate it a lot. Thanks, guys.
Hi, this is Senior Jenna Fussell, number 10. I wanted to give a shout-out to my parents, my brother and my sister, and my grandparents for their undying support for my volleyball career and to my boyfriend, Lewis.
Hi, this is Senior Crystal Davis. I'm a right side, and this is my last game ever, so I want to thank my parents for all their support, my family for always being there. See you forever.
Hi, this is sophomore Zoe Bagla, right side at Dominican, and I'd like to thank my parents and my brothers and the Absolute Volleyball Club.
This is sophomore Amanda Wagner. I wanted to give a shout-out to all my family back in Orange County. Thanks for all the support. Go Penguins.
Hi, this is sophomore Allie Penz. I'm an outside hitter, and I want to give a shout-out to my family and say thank you for coming to all of my games. Go DU, and thank you, DU Radio.
This is freshman Gabby Pecora. I'm an outside hitter, and I want to give a shout-out to my mom and dad for all their support this season.
Hey, everybody. This is sophomore middle blocker Christy Roberts. I just wanted to give a shout-out to all my people back home in Guerneville, California. Thanks for listening.
This is Roger Goodwin, coach of the Dominican Penguin volleyball team. I want to thank everyone for their support this year and also the team for all their hard work and dedication, and give a special shout-out to DU Radio.
Well, all right. Thank you very much, Coach. And, Danny, I want to give you a special shout-out. You've been one of our exemplary broadcasters the last couple of years, and I sure hope you're going to be staying on through basketball season. I know you're not officially a radio student next semester, but I'm going to say it right now to the world. I hope you'll stay on as a broadcaster. We can count on you for DU basketball next semester, if you can handle it. I know you have a big schedule.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
I'm amped to do it.
I hope so. Stuart Horn, DHX with you live from the Conlin Center, 2006 Senior Send-Off Night. Penguins up 2-0 in games, and the Bethany Bruins will be serving for Bethany. On the side out is Katie Perry, and here we go, fans. DHX on the play-by-play.
And we're back in action. Game 3, first two going 30-18, 30-28 in favor of the Penguins. We head to this third game. Could be the final if the Penguins can close it out. We play best of five. Rally scoring to 30. That's how we roam. 1-0 Dominican again, getting the first point in this game. Amanda Wagner will take her first serves. Those powerful jump strikes. Barely clears the net. That's an ace. Beautiful job there by Wagner. Just perfect placement on the top rope.
I don't think I've seen Wagner miss a serve all season, and it's always with the runner and a ton of topspin. That one rolled off the tape.
A pretty good example of what leadership in the future is to come is Wagner, as she sends another great serve to the back row. A little play-action shot there, unable to fool the Penguins. It drops in the side of Bethany, 3-0. Dominican starting out great. Wagner again, up in the air, strike down, bring it to the back row. Bethany rebounds. They're going to have to do it again. It was blocked. Chavez goes to her knees again. Keep it in the air. A nice, nice play. Crystal Davis tapping it off the arms and out of bounds. It's like she had an angle there, like a pool shot. Saw the angle, shut it right in the spot she wanted it to be.
Hazen went up for the block and didn't see that dink move coming.
And Amanda Wagner does not want to stop serving at this point. Sends another one back. There's the shot by Bonesteel, blocked by the front line of Germany. This time they lob it over the front line, and Germany will take the runner. Strong shot, deflected. Bruins on their way. Bonesteel will take it into the net.
That was Hazen again from the right corner. Oh. She fell out of bounds, just off balance a little bit there. Here's Wagner. I don't want to see Wagner stop serving either. Look at, I mean, she's really putting on a clinic tonight.
She is. It's like taking a look at the future stars while we look at the seniors that are leaving tonight.
Another ace for Wagner, who's 1,000% this season. At least on the air, she's 1,000%. And everyone's a big runner with a ton of topspin.
Everyone. There's another one. Oh! And again, hits that top rope and rolls over it, continues on. So tough to return because it takes the speed off the ball after it hits the net.
7-0. Is that the skunk rule in there, Danny? Or like ping pong? Or what's the story on that?
I don't know. Let's see how far they can extend this. Wagner again up in the air. Again touches the net. How does she do it? Takes the velocity off. This time, Bethany's going to return and put it into the net again. This time, a mistake by Angela Holm.
That was an unforced error by Holm. And none of the Bethanys ran in to help her. Now Coach Duffus has called the timeout, DHX. And I don't think that was a bad idea because after an 8-0 start, you don't want to go too much further without getting the team around you. Get the dry erase board out and find out what the problem is.
Absolutely. An 8-0 beginning to this third game of senior night. Bethany University huddled around Coach Duffus. Roger Moore is telling his team, just keep it up, staying on the bench while all the players get together, put their hands in.
He is 007-like, isn't he? But it's Roger Goodwin. Roger Moore was...
Did I say Roger Moore?
Well, he looks like James Bond.
And tonight, Moore. Oh,
and
my.
I'll tell you what, if the Penguins won last night, he would have been James Bond. Tonight is senior send-off night, fans. 8-0 to start for the DUs as Wagner has served 7 of those. 3 of those have hit the tape and fallen for the mighty Penguins. 8-0 Horn Hogger on Radio.Dominican.edu. Here he is, fans, DHS.
And Amanda Wagner looking to set a little bit of a record here. She wants to serve all the way through this game. She's just told us over here. She serves almost another ace. Had to go to the ground for the deep dig. And finally, Bethany able to get a point on the board. Well taken time out there by Coach Duffus.
Yeah, that was a very nice kill. I'm going to give props and a half to Katie Perry, who put that one down. Perry at 5'5", hit that one like she's 7'5". Great play.
Brittany Francis with the running hook serve sends it over to Fussell. She sends it back to the back line. Ball's up over the front line of Dominican. Nice power shot there by Bethany University.
You're not kidding. The net was just flailing around them. I'm surprised the tape at the top wasn't torn away by the Bruins. They hit it so hard, and it was a great play by the Bruins.
Francis again serving. That's how they do it in the 209 with the ace. The hook. She runs sideways with her face facing the bleachers, then turns like a skyhook serve.
What are you talking about, the 209?
That's the code. That's how we do it in the 209. Here comes Francis again.
Bethany's in the 831.
Oh, but she's from the 209.
Oh, all right.
She's
then.
Representing her roots.
Rippin'!
You can't turn down your roots. Here comes Bethany once again. Wagner goes to her knees, a one-hand fist out of bounds.
Once a 209, always a 209.
That's right. 8-4, and Francis has rallied her team now.
You're kind of behind one of the Bethany Bruins, aren't you? You guys have a kinship there.
It's hard to cover it up, that bias, I guess. Crystal Davis got the ball up in the air to Dermody. Wagner's going to take the shot over the net. This time, a whistle for a two-touch. It's going to be a point to Dominican. That time, Hazen.
Yep. That was a two-toucher on Hazen after just a superb serve by Francis.
Francis has that unorthodox style, and when it works, it's really, really nice.
And we have 9-4. Back behind the baseline goes Crystal Davis from Big Creek, California, one of the two psych majors for Dominican. Ball unable to be returned. A 4 call from the referee.
When they hold up those four fingers, that's never good. By the way, it's 10-4, good buddy. And the Penguins are on top.
It is 10-4, as Crystal Davis will serve once again. What's the whistle now? A palm. They've raised the ball up.
Yeah.
A lift. We can't do that either. In three plays, we've seen a two-touch, a four-touch, and a palm.
Let's see what rule the Bruins are going to break next. It didn't look like it to me either. Boy, the refs are so tough tonight on everybody.
Andrew Olmstead goes to the ground. Dominican is just rallied right now. Crystal Davis is serving, leading it all. 12-4 is the score in the third game. Another serve sent to the middle of the back row.
Boy, it's been fun. Oh, as diving for it is Crystal Davis. Davis, one of the seniors, is heading out tonight.
Andrea Holm will go to the bench for Bethany. Katie McQueen back in. Bethany's libero server, Emily White from Fall City, sends the serve over. Ace. Chavez and Wagner looking at each other in the back row, saying who was going to grab that one. Nobody called it.
This could be the final game. DHX, the final game for five of the Penguin seniors.
It could be, very much likely.
Well, bittersweet, should it be that?
Fossil double-handed
what
set.
What a great save there by Katy Perry.
Oh boy, Marin Dermody sending Emily White to the ground without the point. 13-6 Dominican lead. As now it will be time for Marin Dermody to serve once again. The last serve is being taken of the seniors. If they can close this game out, Germany serves it up very nicely. Here comes a return, Hazen. Darcel Sanders is checked into the game. As she puts a hand on it, it's sent back to Bethany's side. Andrea Holmstead puts it down. Nice kill. 13-7. Bethany trying to mount a comeback once again. Now Hazen, about 5 feet behind the baseline, up in the air. She gives it about a 6-inch lift before she smacks it back over the net. This time Davis will send it back to White.
Great save by White.
Hazen rises up and sends it good 15 feet out of play.
Boy, she knew she hit that one too flat, and then she pounded on the floor like a drummer.
She sure did. She was not happy with what she did right there. Ashley Wells is going to serve now for Dominican, 14-7. Olmstead over Sanders, but she reaches all the way back in order to keep the ball alive. Wagner, Wells, Fossil. Two hands set over the front line. Good save there by Hazen to step up and keep that one in play. Sanders looking for a kill. Oh, you don't see that very often. Ball sent back by Olmstead. Chavez, nice rally going. Wagner trying to end it, and she does. Tools it. Ball bounces. Almost knocks us out here on the side of the court. Nice play, Amanda Wagner. 15-7 Dominican advantage. And we have 15 more points to go. We can close out this game and the season for the Penguins. Ball in play on the side of Bethany. Nice job by White to keep it in play. Top of the net. Wagner runs, throws it down. Penguin point, 16-7. Another kill for Amanda Wagner. She's on fire there in the corner.
Well, you're not kidding. Darcel Sanders is getting some serious work out there, too, for Roger Goodwin. As she came in there, as DHX mentioned, a couple of attempted kills by Darcel. 16-7. We're in Game 3. The Penguins are up 2-love in this best-of-five matchup against the Bruins from Bethany University. Down there by Santa Cruz, DHX.
Yeah.
And at the end of this game, we will play those shout-outs one more time for you, fans. We got most of the seniors in there. We got Dermody and Davis. I'm not sure if we... I know Wells wasn't in there. Fussell was in there. And Chavez declined. I think that Chavez and Wells were a little nervous, the idea, the prospect of going on the air, and yet here they are performing very well in front of a nearly packed house of several hundred at the Conlin Center. Horn and Hogger, radio.dominican.edu. We're about to go with the second half of this game, 16-7.
And with the play-by-play in the second half of this third game, here is Stuart Horn.
All right. Thank you, DHX. And the Penguins now on offense. Wells with the serve. The setup over there to the Bruins, and flying in for it with a beautiful killer was Caitlin McQueen. She's a 5'10" junior. And except for Holm, McQueen's the tallest player on the court. Holm at 5'11". And so the Penguins are back on defense. Oh, here's Sanders into the net.
Sanders mistimed that one. It was a I'm going to say that was a poor set, DHX. It was not Wells' best set, and Sanders was forced to be off balance. 16-9 were in Game 3. The Penguins could close things out here, as DHX mentioned. And into the net now, Davis, softly. She missed that one by a ton. I don't even think that one hit her in the hand, DHX. I think it hit her more in the forearm.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that one exactly hit her, but Andrea Olmstead's going to continue serving.
16-10. And Olmstead serves one. Oh, and it's caught by the number two judge, or the number two referee. That's Keith Aiden. He showed some real athleticism there, 16-11. The Penguins are on defense now. Yes, she is in the house, folks. One of the Penguin Radio's favorites, or DU Radio favorites, I should say. Hey, Kat, how you doing? All right. How old are you, 11? She's 12, folks. Okay, so now the Penguins are on offense. Here's Wagner. Wagner goes over cross court. It's bumped up now by Bethany's Kara Hazen. And Hazen with a two-touch, 17-11. And Jenna Fussell with the service point. Eight bounces, spins it in the hand. Here it goes, nicely into the back row. Fielded pretty cleanly by Hazen. Back left, and the Penguins cannot do anything with it as McQueen kills one down. Kat Mullinex is her name, isn't that right? In the house, is your dad here? He's here, okay, of course. 17-12, DU, up by five in game three. Here's McQueen, no relation to Steve McQueen, I don't think. Although, by the way she plays tonight, I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, the attempted pancake save by Brittany Francis, nothing. Penguins with the point, 18-12.
Francis laid out on the ground for that one, nothing doing, point DU.
Here comes Dermody, she's back in there. Uh-oh, and now the referee says, no, you have to wait and go back out. So Dermody with a little dance move there. 18-12.
Big smile.
These referees, they make sure you do everything just right. You know, they're from the NAIA, DHX.
They're messing around.
They're not goofing around. This one hits the ceiling, which is in play here at Dominican. Oh, and now Fussell. Fussell's able to play one off the ceiling after. Oh, and now Wells takes one to the mug. DHX, I don't know if you saw that, but that's two in one night, unobstructed to the face. One for the Bruins, and now one for the Penguins as Wells. Wells takes one off the left side of the face, and you know, I think she's standing in about the exact same place that the Bruin who took one off the face earlier was. That was Bonesteel who got one in the face, and now Wells. No, they don't give you extra points for that, though. Uh-oh, here comes one. DHX goes with that. Oh, I thought DHX was going to reach up. It was just over his head, fans. And DHX almost had the first clean save of the year for the DU Radio Squad 1913.
I think Coach is going to pull me out. I didn't catch it.
No, I'm the coach, and you're not benched. You're still in there. You gave it a good try, and you didn't fall off the stage. That's the big thing. Oh! Fussell into the net, unforced error. She had a clean attempt at a kill, and Fussell puts one down. I see Tommy Christensen's back there. Isn't that Tommy? Yeah, it is. Okay. So one of the great point guards in DU history, Tommy Christensen, graduated 2 years ago. He's out there. He's helping out, just keeping the balls nice and clean. 20-14 as the Penguins pound that one off the front row. Coming out is Brittany Francis. In her place is Christy Hulk. We heard more of Hulk in game one than we did in game two. But she's back in there now. The Penguins have a 6-point advantage. Here's Davis goes into the back row. White with the bump. Now a nice set, Bruins. Oh, the attempted kill is put down by Holm. Penguins are there. Here comes Wells with the kill into the back row. And Ashley Wells gets one down as it's tipped out of play and out of the building. By the Bruins. So Wells gets a... What'd you do to your finger there? You break your finger? Okay, 21-14 is Kat Mullinex has a sprained finger. She's very athletic, fans. As you probably know if you're a regular listener to DU Radio over the years. She started on the air with us when she was about 6 or 7 years old. Now she's an adult. 21-15 is a sprained finger. So
how long is she going to be out?
No, she's never out.
Okay, that's a good thing.
You wouldn't want to play her one-on-one in basketball either. And she's a black belt in karate. Wow. Isn't that right?
That's
and
impressive.
That's no kidding around.
That's impressive.
Now, and no kidding around is Marin Dermody, the senior. Dermody smashes one down as Darcell Sanders has come in place of Rose Chavez, 22-15. We're in game three, DHX, as you are probably aware, on radio.dominican.edu. Here's Dealey. And the Dealey-O is a great serve. And there is Wagner with a nice bump. Now over to Fussell cross court. In her face. are the Bruins with a great save. Garcelle goes cross-court into the back row. White with a pancake save. And, oh, here's Hazen with another bump across. Very nice, 22-17. Oh, Fussell into the back row save by White. Now a nice bump. Now it's put back across by Olmstead. Penguins on offense. White with a save. Now the back set. Hazen back row. Oh, and it's in. Beautiful. Oh, Hazen with a great put down, a kill shot. And the Bruins really deserve that one, 22-16. And Hazen's going to get to serve DHX.
And that could be a huge momentum builder. That would be a crucial point. Beautifully done by Hazel.
Hazen now pounds that one across. Here's Fussell with the dink. Move it. Rolls on the tape for an eternity, but stays alive. Oh, that thing rolled. That had to roll a foot on the tape. And now Dealey with the save. Forward set. Over to Fussell. Fussell in the... Oh, she takes it down that left row. DHX. That's only the second time all night she tried the kill shot down the left row from the front left corner. And the first time it didn't work. This time it did.
This time it paid off big time playing down the line.
Here's Wells into the back row with a nice serve. Penguins up 23-16. Oh, and the Penguins just set it up so perfectly. Andrea Olmstead was able to get the height, the big jump.
And she gambled there. She's from Jackson, California. You never know if she's at the Rancheria or not. That's that casino out there. She gambled there. She scored big time.
Yep, she put it in the arm of Crystal Davis, who could not handle it. 23-17. Wells with a forward set. Amanda Wagner. Oh, Wagner pounds it into Brittany Francis. Francis is able to play it off the shoulder. It goes. And now the back set. Here's Hazen. Dink move on the line. Saved by Davis. Now Fussell goes up to the top. White after the touch. Now it's just bumped up across. Oh, into the back row. And a nice killer by Francis.
I tell you, at this point, Bethany's down 5 points. But this is the best they've played all night.
Yeah, you're right.
They're really working for every point here. Each member of the team is active, looking for good shots.
Into the back row now. Serviced up by Olmstead. Here's Sanders. Sanders to Hazen. Hazen now bumps it up. Now the Olmstead. Olmstead tries to set it up, and it almost goes over to DHX. DHX prepared himself. He had the knees bent. He was ready. But Coach Duffus was able to pick that one up just in front of DHX. Although I'm confident that you'd hit one-handed that one easily. Here's Fussell. Fussell bounces it on the floor. Spins the hand across the top from the center of baseline. Oh, and the Penguins are right there after a very poor set from White in the back row. It went a little bit too deep. Sanders and Davis were standing right there. 25-18. Davis put that one down. Here's Fussell. Now Fussell's going to change things up. Now she's about 25 feet behind the baseline, DHX. She's almost out of the building.
It's fun time.
And she's going to serve it all the way across. That thing traveled 50 feet before it was picked up perfectly by the Bruins. And the problem with it is it leaves Fussell out of play for one hit, but the Penguins pick it up anyway. Oh, and a great save by Wells with a pancake. Somehow it goes over. Wells couldn't get it two in a row. Wells ends up pounding the fist on the floor inadvertently. Roger Goodwin now throws it like he's bowling into the back row.
And Wells had to dive like she was in the end zone two times in a row. She had just gotten up and had to go down again.
25-19, game three, Penguins up. Two love from the back row now. Service up by McQueen. Here's Amanda Wagner. Wagner goes right through the arms of Katy Perry and up into the 15th row of the grandstand. That thing had so much on it.
Wagner's
that's up there where that's up there where Kat Mullinex usually sits, but right now she's here in the broadcasting area looking down on center court. 26-19. And here is Rose Chavez in her final 4 points of collegiate volleyball. It's all come down to this, DHX. And regardless of the Penguins win or lose tonight, the Penguins have secured second place either way. But you know the problem with second place, you don't get anything for it. You don't get a trophy. You don't get your picture in the paper. You don't get a banner on the eastern wall of the Conlin Center. You get nothing. Well, you get props from the Conlin, from the radio crew, but that's about it. And here's Dermody. Oh, Dermody slams one out and then played one off her. I think it came off her neck again, but very softly. Back row, Chavez, great save. Here's Fussell. Off the tape. Out of play. It came off the tape. Went out wide left. The Penguins cough up the point 26-21.
Yeah, a tough spin off the net. It looked like it was fair game until it hit, and the rotation took it out of bounds.
Penguins now on defense. Back row, Chavez. Roger Goodwin's got all the graduating seniors out on the floor for him right now, along with Amanda Wagner, the only non-senior now, playing in the final few points of this game three. And the Penguins put that one down, and now it's 27-21. And they're very close to finishing off this season. Now, this game started DHX with 8 consecutive serves by Amanda Wagner, and she's back there now. Let's see if she can finish off the season for the mighty DUs. That would be appropriate. And there's the first point, as it's 28-21. And I can see the tears starting to flow, DHX, and that's just in the broadcasting crew. Here is Wagner. Wagner now with another perfecto. She's 1,000% on the season. Oh, and now it's game point, match point, 29-21. The Bruins were unable to handle that one. And Wagner, let's see if we can finish off the season right here with one of the stars of the next generations of the Penguins. And here is Wagner. Wagner, oh, it was a pancake save by White. Here's the dink by Hazen. Wagner's back in there for the bump. Dermody with an attempted kill, trying to finish the season. No. Here's Hazen into the net.
Game, Yenzo. That's it.
And the Penguins have won in three, fans. They win three in a row, 30-21 after starting 30-18, then 30-28. All right, Cap Mullinex, we'll see you in basketball season. Say hi to your dad. The Penguins, Rose Chavez, Crystal Davis, Marin Dermody, Jenna Fussell, and Ashley Wells have finished their collegiate careers in volleyball. They finish it on a high note, taking down the Bruins from Bethany University in three. We're going to play now DHX as we watch both teams high-fiving each other, hugging, crying, and smelling the roses that were given out to them. One more time through the shout-outs. Is that all right with you?
Absolutely.
Just under 2 minutes long.
Very fitting.
2006 DU Volleyball on radio.dominican.edu with shout-outs from the players themselves.
This is senior Marin Dermody, middle blocker. I would like to send a thank you out to my family for all the love and support they have given me throughout my life, both in my athletic career and out. I love you guys.
Hi, this is junior Amanda Dealey, defensive specialist. I'd just like to thank my parents for coming to all my games and my wonderful boyfriend. I appreciate it a lot. Thanks, guys.
Hi, this is senior Jenna Fussell, number 10. I wanted to give a shout-out to my parents, my brother and my sister, and my grandparents for their undying support for my volleyball career and to my boyfriend, Lewis.
Hi, this is senior Crystal Davis. I'm a right side, and this is my last game ever, so I want to thank my parents for all their support, my family for always being there. See you forever.
Hi, this is sophomore Zoe Bagla, a right side at Dominican, and I'd like to thank my parents and my brothers in the Absolute Volleyball Club.
This is sophomore Amanda Wagner. I wanted to give a shout-out to all my family back in Orange County. Thanks for all the support. Go Penguins.
Hi, this is sophomore Allie Penz. I'm an outside hitter, and I want to give a shout-out to my family and say thank you for coming to all of my games. Go DU, and thank you, DU Radio.
This is freshman Gabby Pecora. I'm an outside hitter, and I want to give a shout-out to my mom and dad for all their support this season.
Hey, everybody, this is sophomore middle blocker Christy Roberts. I just wanted to give a shout-out to all my people back home in Guerneville, California. Thanks for listening.
This is Roger Goodwin, coach of the Dominican Penguin volleyball team. I want to thank everyone for their support this year and also the team for all their hard work and dedication, and give a special shout-out to DU Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Coach. And Danny, I want to give you a shout-out for great work in volleyball, your first season in volleyball.
True.
And it was a good one. The Penguins had their highest placement in the Cal Pack in the 6 years I've been... No, in the 5 years of Roger Goodwin, our very first year on the air, under a different coach, the Penguins actually went all the way. And hopefully next year we'll do it again.
That's the hope.
All right, fans. It has been live. It has been wonderful. And the Penguins... second place in the 06 campaign. Stuart Horn, Danny Hogger for you.
Until the next tip-off.
That's right. We'll see you back here in a couple weeks when basketball gets underway.
Absolutely. That's
thanks for checking out DU Volleyball on radio.dominican.edu.